Hello, friends. Grace to you, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. For the 23rd of March, I'm Paul White, and the DDP journeys onward to Galatians chapter 3, verse 24, where Paul says, "Therefore, the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ that we might be justified by faith." Why therefore? Well, it's based upon the verse in front, the collection of verses in front, but namely the one right in front of it, verse 23. We spent a few days on 23. Let's read them together and see why there's a therefore. "But before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law, kept for the faith which would afterward be revealed. Therefore, the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ that we might be justified by faith." So we talked about the idea that we were imprisoned or in a ward like a child, unable to determine our own destiny. The law kept us shut up. We talked about how the oxygen around this flame of our lives is consumed up by the law, capping us off. Therefore, we could really only grow so much. We were looked at as children. Therefore, the law was our tutor. And this is an interesting word, the Greek word pedagogy. And pedagogy really deals with someone who's in charge of raising the kid that's not a parent. Namely, in ancient Rome or in Greek literature, the pedagoge, is often how it's pronounced, is a slave who is brought into the house and they are put in charge of the young children. And so Paul grabs this interesting word from the Greek and puts it into our comprehension of the law, and says the law really treated us. The law was a slave. The law was being used like a pedagogue, like a slave. But it was treating us like children. It was keeping us bound up. Therefore, the law was our tutor. And that word tutor in the modern English means someone who comes in and or you go to for help with your grades. That's not what it means in this text. The tutor here is someone who determines your life. They determine the course of your life because you're too young to do it yourself. Frankly, you're too immature to do it yourself. When I make statements like many people in the church are going to churches where the leadership doesn't trust them to follow the Spirit, so they put a bunch of rules on them, this verse is what I'm talking about. Because I've seen leadership in the church who they don't believe or trust that their audience will follow the Holy Spirit. So they put a bunch of rules out there like, you need to do this and this and this and this. And I know their heart's in the right place. I mean, they want people to live right, do right. But this is really a treatment as if that pastor has become the pedagogue, as if he is a slave in charge of a bunch of kids. Now, I think a translation issue here in the English has caused us some problems. Therefore, the law was our tutor. Notice the three words, if you're looking at your hard copy of the text, to bring us is italicized. That's not in the Greek. So the scripture's a little closer to this. Therefore, the law was our tutor to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. It was not as if the law was bringing us to Jesus, though you could argue that if you get exhausted enough beneath your own performance, you'll go looking for Jesus, though unfortunately not everyone does, so that can't be a universal statement. Otherwise, all would go looking for Jesus. Some people don't go looking for Jesus. Some people just quit. Historically, the setting here within the context is the law is that which governs us like a slave governing children that don't belong to him, because the kids can't determine for themselves their own values, morality, and destination. Therefore, the law does this for us until Christ. The moment Christ comes, we're no longer under the tutor. We're no longer under the master. In fact, that's 25. After faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor. This doesn't mean simply after we come into the faith. It's not after we come to faith we're no longer under a tutor. It's after faith has come. we're no longer under two. We're talking about time period. So Paul is saying once faith becomes the basis of our righteousness, we no longer need the tutor. And this isn't just individually, this is corporately. Once faith is released, and where was this released? In Christ. So once Christ comes and offers us the opportunity to enter into his life by faith, not by performance, not by Moses, but to go back to believing Abraham and the way he did it. Once that happens, the author says, we're no longer under the tutor. We're no longer under the pedagogue. We're no longer beneath a slave who is in charge of our upbringing. Therefore, once Christ dies at Calvary and raises from the dead, the law has lost its purpose. Remember, this whole segment starts in verse 19 when Paul says, what purpose does the law serve? And this 25th verse is the completion of that question. It's the final answer. When you move into verse 26, you will move into a segment in which he classifies you as sons and then shows you what belongs to you. He will go back to this whole child under a slave analogy because he likes it and he's going somewhere. He'll go back to that at the top of chapter 4. But he's going to break away for a moment and do something else. So I hope that you, over the last week or two, have had a much more thorough look at the purpose of the law. Because as we've taken our time through this passage, it's given us what I think is Paul's most complete understanding of what the law was all about, better than he does even in Romans, I think is right here in Galatians 3. Tomorrow we'll move on to verse 26 and start talking about what it means to be sons of God. What an amazing topic. We'll see you then. God bless.